Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is History's Hidden Killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Dennis Rader sent letters to the press, left his voice on a 911 tape, hid evidence in library books, waited in older women's houses with lights off. He did this for 31 years. And the question I want to start with is, how did nobody who actually knew him in his daily life ever once connect any of that to the man Wichita was hunting? How did that not happen? I'm not saying people were derelict in their duty or observational skills. It's just a how? How? Because that's the part of the BTK case that does not add up until you understand the costumes. The standard answer that you're going to hear in every documentary out there about him is, he's hiding in plain sight. It implies Dennis Rader was performing some kind of elaborate deception. And he was a chameleon. That he had a public persona he switched on for show and a private persona he switched on at home. And there's elements to that are true. But at the end of the day, when you really look at Dennis Rader, nah, he didn't. He was the same man at all times. The man who killed Nancy Fox was the same man who attended church board meetings. The man who killed Vicky Mergel was the same man who took his daughter to school. The man at your front door in 1995 with a clipboard and a city badge was the same man who in 1979 had been sitting inside a 63-year-old widow's kitchen with the phone line cut, waiting in the dark. There was no second persona. There was one man with a stack of legitimate official roles doing what he was going to do anyway. The roles were the cover. The cover was also the access. This is the third of five conversations about Dennis Rader and a case the country has been telling wrong for 20 years. The first conversation was about the legend he wrote about himself. The second was about the chase that didn't close. This one is a room that pulls the whole case into focus because it is the one that tells you why a 30-year manhunt could happen in a metro area of 500,000 people without anybody once turning around to look hard at the alarm installer with the badge. And as we go through it, your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Those links are in the description. Let me ground this with a specific story. There was a woman in Park City named Misty King, divorced, two kids, sometime in the mid-1990s. The man at her front door with a clipboard? Dennis Rader. By the way, if you're just joining us, Park City, just north of Wichita, right there, same ecosystem. He has come, by his own description of his job, to cite her for code violations, grass too tall, a tarp on her car, a vehicle in the driveway he's calling inoperable, a wood pile, he says. She's stacked wrong. He'd been there the day before. He'd be there the day after. He kept coming back. On the record, after his arrest, Misty King told Cake TV reporter Susan Peters what happened next. Started showing up at her windows. He banged at her door late at night. She suspected at one point he had tried to get inside her house. She called the police. The police dismissed the complaint. The last thing Dennis Rader did before Misty King fled Park City was take her family dog. He had it put to sleep. Yeah. Took her family dog. He was the enforcement officer of Park City. She moved out of state. On the record after his arrest, she said the police had let it happen. Misty King's story is the one nobody in Park City could deny after his arrest because she was already in print. In a reporter's notes on tape, while Dennis Rader was still in his city truck, she is not the only Park City resident who lived in fear of the man with the clipboard. She is the one, though, with the documentation. Let me walk you through what each of those costumes actually gave him, because the roles weren't just camouflage, they were operational. Let's start with the ADT installer, that mask, if you will, of Dennis Rader, a role that he used for access. 1974 through 1988, 14 years, the same 14 years that contained 9 of his 10 murders. The sentence, or that sentence, I should say, does not get less obscene the longer you sit with it. He was, for 14 straight years, employed by a company whose entire product is protecting people from people like him. He drove into their driveways in a marked van. He went into their houses legally. He installed alarm systems. He noted floor plans. He learned schedules. Who was home when? Which back doors latched properly? Which bedroom windows faced the street? By his own confession, years later, he drew maps of customer houses in his notebooks after the installations were finished. Wichita PD never publicly confirmed whether Rader had ADT contact with any of the houses he eventually killed someone in, but he had been inside hundreds of Wichita homes legally by 1980. He had the floor plans of hundreds of bedrooms in his memory. And the technician with the polite smile who told you the alarm panel goes by the back door was by then the man whose voice the local TV stations were begging for tips on. Nobody at ADT recognized him, not from the voice tape, not from the sketch, not from anything. Then the Cub Scout leader. Another role. He took his son's pack. He taught the boys knot tying, square knot, slip knot, bow line, standard scouting curriculum, the same family of knots that had been showing up at crime scenes since 1974. He kept doing both. The parents trusted him. He was, by every count, an unusually committed pack leader. He showed up early. He stayed late. There was one mother, Jason Day's mother, who pulled her younger son out of Rader's pack. She didn't have a specific reason. She told reporters later that Dennis Rader's demeanor was, in her words, strange. One mother saw something. Nobody else did. And then there's the Lutheran councilman. He was a member of the Congregational Council at Christ Lutheran Church in Park City for years. He volunteered for everything. He brought his daughter Carrie to Sunday school. He printed agendas. He ran meetings. He rose to the role of council president. Christ Lutheran in Park City is a small congregation, a few hundred members, the kind of place where the council president is the visible layperson, and the only time you're aware that this person exists is if you're a member of the church paying attention. It's an unremarkable church. Not saying it's bad. I'm not trying to say anything negative. It's just your average church that you pass by in this small town. The one who sits up front, the one in the bulletin photo, the one introduced visitors, or the one who visitors would be introduced to after the service. Meet Dennis. He's our council president. Would you like a donut? Dennis Rader was that person for years. He'd be in that chair in the church with a typewritten meeting agenda on the morning the case finally cracked open. And then there's the role that ran from 1991 until his arrest in February of 2005, compliance officer for the city of Park City, Kansas. Code enforcement, tall grass, junked cars, bylaw violations. I gotta tell you, having lived in Park City, there's a lot of those. Look, the compliance officer position in the small Kansas town has more legal teeth than most people realize. The officer can step onto private property without a warrant for the purpose of code inspection. The officer can issue citations carrying fines. The officer can return as often as enforcement requires. The officer reports to the city, not to the police chief. And Dennis Rader held that job for a reason. The way he held every job, for a reason. With maximum attention to its powers and minimum attention to its limits. In his 2005 confession, Rader described his own methodology for picking targets as trolling, driving neighborhoods, watching women, picking houses, mapping schedules. He'd been doing that on his own time since the late 1960s. After 1991, the city of Park City gave him a truck, a badge, the legal authority to do it on the clock. He found a way to monetize his perverted passion. Before OnlyFans. Imagine Dennis on OnlyFans. There, that would be an AI one to create. You can just imagine me going on there like, what is this? Dennis Rader, what? The compliance officer truck was, in plain English, a trolling vehicle with city plates. And here's what bothers me about that period. People around him saw something. Bill Lindsay lived in the house directly behind Rader's for years. Lindsay's wife caught Rader in their adjoining backyard, filming the back of their house. Lindsay told reporters that when he was on the road for work, his wife would call him and say, Dennis has been out again, taking his pictures. Mary Capps was the only other compliance officer in Park City for more than 6 years. She reported to Rader, she said in her own statement to the Wichita Eagle, that he never gave her a compliment in 6 years, that he discriminated against her because she was a woman. After his arrest, she filed an EEOC complaint and a Kansas Human Rights Commission complaint against the city for the hostile workplace he created. Then she said in plain English, the line that nobody who knew him used publicly until after the arrest. Hateful, condescending, egotistical. Fun fact, I worked at the radio station in Park City, KFDI. If you're from Wichita, you know the call letters. I did the afternoon show on that station for more than 10 years. Starting in 2006, the year after Rader was arrested and charged and all of that went down. And everyone I worked with at that station, because Park City is right on the edge of Wichita. So if you go into town, if you will, you're going up to Park City, a little bit closer. So there's the Leakers grocery store. If you read Kerry Rawson's book, or if you've read any of the stories in the books about BTK, you'll recognize these names. There's a Leakers grocery store. There's involvement there with the family. It's a small town. There's a couple spots to go, a couple restaurants, a couple places. I used to eat across the street from BTK's house, or where it once stood, I should say. And with that, everyone there seemed to have a story of Dennis Rader, of some sort of interaction with him in his compliance vehicle. And every person had the same way of describing Dennis Rader. Hateful, condescending, and egotistical. Jim Reno lived across the street from Rader for 16 years. After the arrest, he called Rader definitely two-sided. Rader also designed a rain slicker for himself with the word police printed across the back. He wore it on the job. He was not a police officer. He did not have arrest authority. The Park City police chief made him stop wearing it. Rader, in his quoted response, was, "Fine. Put dog catcher on it instead." That's really what he was. Always a man not quite adding up. He also sat on the Sedgwick County Board of Zoning Appeals. He sat on the Animal Control Advisory Board. The institutional positions kept stacking. He kept volunteering for them. The man liked official letterhead. So look at all that. Five people on the record after the arrest in plain English saying they had felt something was wrong about Dennis Rader. A neighbor whose wife watched him film their house. A coworker who filed two separate discrimination complaints against him. A divorced mother whose dog he killed. A Cub Scout parent who pulled her son out of his pack. A neighbor across the street who, after 16 years of knowing him, used the words definitely two-sided. Before the arrest, not one of them was able to close the gap from "something's wrong with this guy" to "this guy is the BTK killer." Why? Because the picture of a serial killer in the cultural imagination in 1995 and 2000 in 2005 did not include the compliance officer with the clipboard. It did not include the husband. It did not include the father of two. It did not include the man who chaired the congregational council. The picture was a drifter, a loner, somebody who kept to himself in a basement somewhere. No, the stories we tell ourselves of the people that are around us. Dennis Rader was not that picture. So the people who saw him, a bureaucratic bully, an unsettling neighbor, the man who may not have looked through, who may or may not have looked through Misty King's window, they filed it under jerk. They didn't file it under suspect. It was the wrong file. That's the third uncomfortable truth about this series. The cultural picture of a serial killer does not include the church council president. It doesn't include the Cub Scout leader. It does not include the city employee with the tape measure and the rain slicker. The cultural picture is wrong. Dennis Rader did not hide despite his costumes. He hid inside them. He chose everyone. He volunteered for the ones that required volunteering. He filed paperwork for the ones that required paperwork. The official roles were not a disguise from his other life. The official roles were the other life's hunting equipment. A serial killer does not look different from a Cub Scout leader. Dennis Rader looked the same as a Cub Scout leader because on paper he was one. He was also the other thing at the same time, in the same body, in the same week. He didn't have to choose between being the church council president and being the killer. He got to be both. And the part to actually take with you is that he was, on paper, the kind of man you want living next door. He was also, in his off hours, a man your alarm system was supposed to keep out. Both descriptions of the same human on the same day in the same Park City zip code. If you read that resume out of context, ADT technician, criminal justice graduate, Cub Scout leader, Lutheran council president, city compliance officer, Sedgwick County zoning appeals, animal control advisory board, husband, father of two. That isn't the resume of a man you suspect. That's a resume of a man you elect. He had the resume of a model citizen. He used it like a fishing license. Which leaves one more question for our next conversation. If Dennis Rader was that enmeshed in his community, that visible, that scheduled, that officially documented, how did he ever go silent? Because January of 1991 and March of 2004, by every metric the file can really verify, He did go silent. 13 years, no killings, no letters, no taunts. Just a compliance officer in his city truck. Just a council president at the lectern. Just the dad at the Cub Scout meetings. until he wasn't quiet anymore. Next time, the quiet years. What we know they contained, and what investigators are still trying to confirm. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. Give us your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube, and we'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bruschi, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. For free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.